development disorders, complex congenital heart defects, DORV. The neonate was born in controlled pregnancy in the 30th week of gestation, following premature rupture of the amniotic sac. The cesarean section was performed. The amniotic fluid was clear. The Apgar value was 3/8. Several minor development anomalies were noticed following birth, such as cleft palate, micrognathy with inspiratory stridor, and hypercapnia. Postpartum inserted gastric tube became trapped. The neonate was transferred to the Department of Pediatrics on suspicion of esophageal atresia. The newborn was admitted to the hospital in weak general condition with generalized cyanosis, edema, and tachydyspnea in spite of the aggressive respiratory therapy. The peripheral circulation was insufficient, severe hypothermia as well as metabolic acidosis was detected. Cardiac decompensation and airway infection were suspected. Chest X-ray showed enlarged heart with dominating right-sided hypertrophy together with lightly covered right lung. The left lung was normally ventilated. Auscultation detected weak breathing sounds attributed to the respiratory distress and an extreme-sized tracheoesophageal fistule. The right main bronchus was intubated selectively, and repeated administration of surfactant resulted in minor improvement of the patient's condition. The operative correction of the tracheoesophageal fistule was performed. The largely dilated fistule was closed. Connected ends of the esophagus, situated widely apart, were connected. The connection of the esophageal ends resulted in significant tension. The neonate received surfactant repeatedly. Abdominal ultrasound showed normal finding regarding the spleen, the gallbladder, the pancreas, the kidneys, and urinary bladder. The pelvic region and retroperitoneal area did not reveal circumscribed lesions. The liver was slightly enlarged, and reflected homogeneous structure with intact circulation. No fluid accumulation was detected in the abdominal cavity, while the pleural cavity revealed small amount of fluid accumulation at the basis. The patient's metabolic acidosis didn't improve following the operative procedure. Bronchial culture verified Streptococcus B, prompting the administration of antibiotics. Following brief bradycardia, the child passed away. Resuscitation wasn't initiated regarding the incurable condition of the newborn. Autopsy revealed multiple complex development anomalies in addition to clinically detected and operatively corrected tracheoesophageal fistule and esophageal atresia. Autopsy further revealed severe development anomalies of the heart and the great vessels, which significantly altered the general blood circulation. The great vessels originated from the hypertrophic right ventricle and showed aortic localization, while the pulmonary trunk was located on the left side, originating from a small extra chamber under the anterior surface of the heart in front of the septum. The supplementary chamber communicated with the right ventricle and was clearly separated from the left ventricle. There was no outflow from the normal positioned and sized left ventricle to the arterial trunks, but it did communicate with the right ventricle through a septal defect. The morphology resulted in severe hemodynamic consequences and resulted in mixture of the pulmonary and systemic circulation, which eventually explained clinically manifested therapy-resistant cyanosis. Hypoxia might have significant role in petechia-like bleeding in the brain. Cytogenetic evaluation didn't reveal severe chromosomal abnormalities.